an academy for such a time as this. Oh. Well, you're going to get a little abbreviated because we don't have time. But you know what? It's about you. This is not about that. But I'm not going to... We'll do a few little power things here. You know, as a point of transition from thanking God for the past and what he has done only gives us a foundation to believe him for even more in the future. And, you know, Paul said, look, Paul accomplished some amazing thing. I mean, really. But he said, you know what? Whether it's the wrong things I did or the bad things I did or whatever it is, forget it. I can't keep on going and building my laurels on what I've accomplished. I can't go and accuse myself for something that doesn't even exist anymore. Right? Our sin does not exist anymore. If the devil brings it up, he's talking about something that doesn't even exist. But there is, and I use this illustration, I believe, on New Year's Eve. But it bears repeating. You remember when you were in school? I remember when I was in school. I hated algebra. I hated biology. You know, when you dissect that fetal pig, it just really doesn't, formaldehyde. So I convinced myself, I'm never going to use this stuff in my life. What importance is it? Remember saying that to yourself? Not that really you knew where you were going in life and everything, but yet you knew that you weren't going to use this, right? Because I was a big shot. I thought I knew everything about everything. And, you know, then the Lord came into my life. I realized it wasn't such a big shot, you know. And, but anyhow, so here's my strategy. I said, I'm going to study for these and then pass the test and then move on. Right? Did you guys do that? I'll tell you something. It was easy to do. It was a cakewalk. And so, you know, I get to, the renewing of your mind, you'd be transformed by the renewing of your mind and all this. Paul says, forgetting those things which are behind, I press on to, look, it's not so hard to forget those things that are behind, those failures, those mistakes. And it's not that hard because you've already done it. You did it in high school. Bullseye. Do you see how easy it is to forget those things which are behind and press forward to those things which are before? I'll tell you, we've got some really good things. Coming last year, Lord gave us and said, this is going to be a year of manifestation. We weren't even 3 days into this new year when we saw a huge manifestation of love. When Damar Hamlin, dear brother, went down on the field, and he was only expecting to get, $2,500 into his charity fund. Millions poured in. People were just overflowing with love. Sports announcers were praying on the air with ESPN, no less. You talk about an organization like that, and their sport are praying. The news media, even the phony balonies, they got behind this whole thing. And the whole world saw something happening. Do you believe in coincidences? I don't. See if I can get to a place here that I wanted to get to. See, I have a lot to talk about today, but we're not going to get there. Then we came out, so we came around in January with the series of declaring the end from the beginning, from Isaiah 46, verses 9 and 10. I am God, there is none else. I am the Lord, there is none like me, declaring the end from the beginning. And then in Ephesians 5, 1, it says, be imitators of God. So if God declares the end from the beginning, we get to too. So rather than let this world and the condition that this nation is in, and inflation, and all of this stuff, I'm not going to let them form this world for me. I'm going to declare the end from the beginning. I am going to declare God's truth, God's blessing, God's promises are a reality in my life, in our church's life, in our nation, that we are going to declare the end from the beginning. And that's all we have to do. God does the rest, because he sends angels who hearken unto the voice of his word, and they will fulfill it. Boy, that should have been a thunder. Thank you for that thunderous silence. But you got to get in on this party, because so we came out of that. And in February, we came on staying the course, because, you know, New Year's resolutions and stuff like that, they really fall on their nose about the end of January. And so God says, look, stay the course. I gave you a compass. Here's your compass. This is your compass. When you don't know which way to go, this will tell you which way to go. Just do the word and you will get to the right place at the right time. Do the word. Be a doer of the word and not a hearer only, deceiving your own self. The word is our mirror. This is a compass. It's also a mirror. It helps you look at yourself the way God sees you through his eyes. And that's what we're talking about this month. I'll tell you, this is probably going to be the most exciting series I've ever done. You don't want to miss a bit of it. Staying on course in troubled times. It's big things. Are we in troubled times? You just need to stay on course. How do you do that? Do the word. This is not a natural road. This is a spiritual road. This is a spiritual journey. This is where you hook up. See, in the heavenly places in the Bible is really talking about the spirit realm, where you have been raised up with Christ and made to be seated with him together with Christ in the spirit. How do you do that? How do you assume that seat of authority that God has given you? It's really simple. Do his word. Do you remember when Jesus said to the devil himself, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God? Do you know what that is? That is the license of God. That is license to live by the word of God and expect it to come to pass and expect it to be a reality. When Jesus said you can live by the word of every word that flows from the word of God, you can do it. And that is your license. So every time you do the word, you're stepping one more step closer to a destination that God has determined for you in the word, and the Holy Spirit brings it to pass. I'm telling you, you've got the word of God. You've got the spirit of God. You've got the faith of God. His attributes, his love, his faith, his peace that calms storms, his love that can never fail, his joy that is the strength, supernatural strength. And we've talked about that in past series. You have supernatural joy on the inside of you that the devil runs from. Don't let this world scare you. Don't let challenges scare you. Don't let past failures. You forgot about those, right? Past failures. If anybody's got past failures, believe me, it's me. And God is a loving, graceful, forgiving, wonderful God. Amen. And as wonderful as these testimonies were this morning, and we heard tremendous things, those are only a platform for the greater things, the greater works that God is calling you to. And the more that we reflect on the word of God, the more we renew our mind and are transformed into that place where he wants to bring us. I am excited. You know, the landlord said to me the other day, he says, you know, you guys have about 51% of the building here. If you want to buy it, go ahead. He wants to sell it to us. And I heard Andrew Womack say this. He says, just as soon as we got the barn and the sanctuary done out in Woodland Park, and I've been out there, it's just a beautiful, it's breathtaking. It's so beautiful. He says, immediately God started working on me on the new building, and he's building a whole north campus. with a building that is so big to house students and programs and so forth, that you can, a soccer field is on, a baseball field and a football field is built on this roof. That's what, and a 300-room hotel and all kinds of things. So he started planning that immediately. So we're starting to plan things here too. Now, when we moved in here, we only had, what, 20 people, 15, 20 people? And they thought I was out of my mind. How are you going to afford all this? I said, that's not up to me. You take those thoughts and jerk them out of your head. Just get rid of them. Those don't produce. God never talked doubt to anybody. The Holy Spirit never talked doubt to anybody. He never talked the superiority of challenges to anybody. No. Teresa, what was her name? Della Capitamani or something? Said, oh dear, there's no problems. There's only opportunities. Della Capitamani, right. It's an Irish name. but look, don't miss the opportunities that are in front of you. You know, many times we're focusing on, well, that didn't work before. You're allowing what didn't work to define what you're called to. This is what Paul was praying, that the eyes of your understanding would be flooded with light, that you may know three things: the hope that he's called you to, the inheritance, the riches of the glory inheritance that you can tap into, and the exceeding, everybody says exceeding. Greatness of his power. The exceeding great, exceeding over what? Doesn't matter. It's exceeding. It's greater. He's the greater one. Greater than what? Doesn't matter. He's greater. Live like that. Walk like that. Talk like that. Let that be your reality. Amen. And you know what? There's no limits on that. Is there a limit to love? Is there a limit to faith? Is there a limit to the Word of God? Is there a limit to the Spirit of God? No. There's no limit to you. Amen. 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 Well, I want a party. You know, Alitschka, everybody say hi, Alitschka.
Hi, Alitschka.
Alitschka made a beautiful lunch for us. And so we're going to celebrate in the cafe. If you want prayer for anything else, believe me, the Spirit of God is here. Yeah. And he will meet your needs. Our prayer ministers will take care of that. Just be ready to go on to the next level. Be ready to see yourself through his eyes. If he gave you his word, he's giving you his eyes. If I gave you my word, I've given you my eyes. Don't wait for him to do something else. Just do what you have. They said, increase our faith. Jesus said, if you have faith as a seed, you'd say. People are waiting around for big faith. No, he says, use what you got. Faith, 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 just a little faith. Faith, 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 just a little faith. You don't need a lot. You just use what you got. Faith, 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 just a little faith. Amen.
Amen.
Let's do it. Let's celebrate. Let's have a part of this fellowship. Amen. If you need prayer for anything, please come forward and we will pray for you.